Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm excited to be here and present some new research that I've been working on with my colleague, Larry Finer. The presentation is probably inappropriately titled because more than talking about the profile of women who have second trimester abortions, I'm really going to focus more on which groups of women are most likely to have second trimester abortions. So, Tracy, I should acknowledge I have no relationships to disclose. And I also want to give Tracy Wheats credit for motivating us to do this paper. Last year, about this time, she convened a meeting in D.C. for people in the sexual and reproductive health community to talk about the issue of later second trimester abortions. And I was asked to come present at that meeting to tell the group, what do we know about this population of women? And lo and behold, when I started looking around, I found out we don't actually know that much. We have very limited information about this population of women, and it comes from the CDC, and they only break out abortion by gestation for two characteristics. They do it for age and they do it for race and ethnicity. So for example, based on the CDC data, it appears that teens are at higher risk of having a second trimester abortion. 16% of adolescents are getting second trimester abortions compared to 12% of women age 20 and older. Similarly, the CDC data suggests that black and Hispanic women are at slightly higher risk of having a second trimester abortion. And then also, it's important to recognize that within second trimester abortions, and we define that as an abortion at 13 weeks or later after the last menstrual period, that most second trimester abortions occur within 13 to 15 weeks. They are kind of earlier second trimester abortions. So this is really all we know about this population, and a shortcoming to notice is that the CDC data are incomplete. So for example, California doesn't collect abortion statistics. California accounts for 18% of abortions in the United States, so the fact that those women aren't reflected in any CDC statistics means that we can't be sure that this profile, that this very limited profile is correct. So. What Larry and I decided to do was use our abortion patient survey to look at characteristics of first versus second trimester abortion. A little bit about this study. This is a fourth survey of this type that we've done. In 2008, we gathered data from 9,493 abortion patients accessing services at 95 different facilities across the United States, hospitals, abortion clinics, and physicians' offices. And the data are weighted and considered to be largely considered to be nationally representative. Again, this was the fourth time we had done this survey. Previous surveys were done at about similar in scale in 2000, 1987, and 1994 falls in there too. But we had never used these data to look at, again, characteristics of first versus second trimester abortions. So I'm not going to be able to talk about, we looked at a number of characteristics and how they were not associated with second trimester abortions. I'm not going to have time to talk about the stuff that wasn't statistically significant, but I wanted to let you know of all the different characteristics that we did look at. So obviously standard demographic characteristics, age, race, ethnicity, marital status, education, previous births. We also looked at whether the woman had a previous abortion or not to see if that was associated with second trimester abortions. We looked at poverty or poverty status. We looked at how women paid for their abortions and whether that was associated with first versus second trimester abortions. We also had, on this survey, we asked for the first time if women had experienced any of 11 potentially disruptive events in the last year. For example, being unemployed for a month or more, falling behind on their rent, breaking up with a partner, having a baby, these types of things. Because again, we could see that those could result in delays to accessing abortion services or could perhaps motivate a woman to change her mind about a pregnancy later in the term. And then we also asked about exposure to physical or sexual coercion from the man who got her pregnant, so presumably relatively recent IPV exposure. And then we ask about pregnancy intentions, whether the pregnancy was intended or not. And then just to give you an idea of the distribution of, so the overwhelming majority of women having abortions in 2008, 90% were having a first trimester abortion. And then within those, so 6% were obtaining an abortion at 13 to 15 weeks, and then again, a very small proportion, 4%, were having abortions at 16 weeks or later. And so now, the way we set the analysis up is first we looked at characteristics that predict first versus second trimester abortions, and then the second part of the analysis, we focus just on those within the second trimester, that 10%, and then compare, you know, characteristics associated with getting an abortion at 13 to 15 weeks versus 16 weeks. All right, so what are some of the characteristics? This is just at the bivariate level, some of the characteristics that were associated with second trimester abortions. We found that adolescents were more likely than older women, or had a higher proportion of second trimester abortions. So for example, 14% of minors and of those 18 to 19 were obtaining second trimester abortions, compared to 9 to 10% of older women. We found that black women were significantly more likely to have a second trimester abortion, 13%. We found kind of a dose-response relationship between education and obtaining a second trimester abortion. And notably, this distribution is restricted to women age 20 and over. So among those 13% who had not graduated, among those who had not graduated from high school, 13% were obtaining a second trimester abortion. And again, you can see that as education increases, women were less likely to be having a second trimester procedure. We found, not surprisingly, that poor women, again, kind of a dose-response relationship between poverty status and second trimester abortion, with poor women more likely to be obtaining a second trimester abortion. Women who were using their health insurance to pay for the procedure. So we combined private health insurance, women who are using private health insurance or Medicaid. About one-third of women were using one of those types of methods to pay for their abortion. And these women were more likely to be having a second trimester procedure. In particular, more so than women who were paying for the procedure out of pocket, only 8% were obtaining second trimester abortions. And again, we found, not surprisingly, that women who had experienced more disruptive events over the last year were more likely to be obtaining a second trimester abortion. 15% of those who'd had three or more disruptive events were getting abortion at 13 weeks or later. And then again, women who had been exposed to intimate partner violence by the man who got them pregnant were more likely to be obtaining a second trimester abortion. Now, so those were the bivariate associations. But so, you know, when we did the multivariate analysis, we used logistic regression and, controlling for all of these characteristics simultaneously, we found that some of these associations disappeared. So it was still the case, after controlling for everything else, older adolescents, those aged 18 to 19, were slightly more likely to be having a second trimester abortion, with an odds ratio of 1.4. Similarly, black women were more likely than non-Hispanic white women to be obtaining a second trimester abortion. Health insurance disruptions, and then, interestingly, pregnancy intention. It wasn't significant in the bivariate associations, but once we controlled for other characteristics, women who said that the pregnancy was intended were more likely to be obtaining an abortion in the second trimester. And then we see, still, even after taking everything into account, the associations between education and obtaining a second trimester abortion remain. And notice that once we take into account use of insurance and education, poverty is no longer associated with a second trimester abortion. All right, so again, the second part of the analysis, we looked at what are the characteristics that are associated, within women, within second trimester abortion patients, what characteristics are associated with women having abortions at 16 weeks or later? Far fewer associations showed up on this one. It does appear that black and Hispanic women were more likely, within second trimester abortion patients, black and Hispanic women were more likely to be obtaining abortions at 16 weeks or later, 43 and 41% compared to 31% among non-Hispanic white women. And again, we see this association between being able or using health insurance to pay for the procedure. Half of those women were obtaining abortions at 16 weeks and later. And then finally, again, perhaps not surprisingly, women who said that the pregnancy was intended were more likely to be obtaining abortions at 16 weeks or later, as opposed to 13 to 15 weeks. So those were the only characteristics at the bivariate level. And again, when we did the multivariate analysis, we got some slightly different patterns that emerged. So we still found that that black women and those who use their health insurance to pay for the procedure were more likely to be having an abortion at 16 weeks or later. The pregnancy intention, it was still an association, but it was probably because of the small number of cases. Only about 8% of these second trimester procedures were considered to be intended, and they were, slightly more likely to be having an abortion at 16 weeks or later. But interestingly, once we did the multivariate analysis, that it's actually higher income women, even after taking into account ability or willingness to use health insurance to pay for the procedure, the higher income women were significantly more likely to be obtaining an abortion at 16 weeks or later compared to 13 to 15 weeks. So just some quick conclusions for us. We know that there's a variety of reasons why women have abortions in the second trimester. A lot of times we know it's because women have to confront all these additional barriers. They have to find a provider. They have to arrange childcare so that they can spend the day getting the abortion. They have to track down the money. So if we increased access to first trimester abortion services, our analysis suggests that Black women and those with less education would benefit disproportionately. Our research does suggest that, again, increasingly we're seeing all these restrictions around women's ability to use health insurance to pay for an abortion, and our data suggests that that really is going to decrease access to second trimester abortion services. So thank you for your attention.